So in this Sabbath service, we'll continue our studies of 1 Kings chapter 15.
那在今天的安息日聚会当中，我们要继续学习列王记上15章。
So chapter 15 covers three different kings.
那15章就提到了三位王。
There is King Abijam and his son King Asa of Judah.
那亚比央还有亚撒呢，就是犹大的王。
There is also King Nadab of Israel.
还有拿达就是以色列的王。
And at the end of the chapter, there's also a short mention of King Baasha of Israel.
那在这章的最后一部分呢，就提到了巴沙是以色列的王。
Because of time, we're only going to look at the two kings of Judah.
那因为时间的关系呢，我们会着重于犹大的两位王。
So let's first start by turning to 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 1-2.
那我们先看列王记上15章第1到第2节。
That's 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 1-2.
列王记上15章第1到第2节。
Verse 1. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maachah, the granddaughter of Abishalom.
15章第1节，尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安王18年，亚比央登基做犹大王，在耶路撒冷做王3年。他母亲名叫玛加，是亚撒龙的女儿。So
King Abijam was the son of Rehoboam, and hence also Solomon's grandson.
那亚比央呢是耶罗伯安的儿子呢，他也是亚撒龙的孙子。
He reigned for only a short period of less than 3 years.
那他做王只有短短的三年。So,
and his mother, Maachah, was actually the granddaughter of Absalom.
那玛加是...
Granddaughter.
玛加是亚撒龙的女儿。
Granddaughter.
孙女。
Is that different?
Oh, okay.
Okay, there may be a difference in the Chinese, so I'm not sure. Okay, so this, in English it says Abishalom, but this is another like variation of Absalom.
那在英文呢是有另外一个名字，可是中文是亚撒龙。
Okay, so this is the same Absalom as the one who rebelled against David.
那亚撒龙呢就是要背叛大卫的。
So his Abijam's mother is especially mentioned here because Abijam was not actually Rehoboam's firstborn son.
那亚比央呢，这里着重的提到呢，是其实他不是耶罗伯安的第一个儿子。
In 2 Corinthians, we find that Maachah was actually Rehoboam's favorite wife.
那在哥林多后书有提到呢，其实玛加呢是耶罗伯安的其中一位最爱的妻子。
Hence, Rehoboam chose Abijam, his first son with Maachah, to be his chosen heir.
那因为如此呢，所以耶罗伯安呢就拣选了亚比央，亚比央呢作为他的继承者。
And he groomed him to be the next king from early on.
那之后，sorry.
He groomed him to be the next king from.
那他就使他作为下一位王。
Okay, let's also read verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3, and he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David.
那第三节，亚比央行他父亲在他以前所行的一切恶，他的心不像他祖大卫的心，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。So
Abijam is summarized as an evil king.
那亚比央呢，在这里是一个这里的总结呢，他是一个恶的一个王。
So walking in the same sins as his father.
那他就行他父亲的一切恶。But
it's also mentioned here that his heart was not loyal to God.
那他的心呢，也不是诚实的心来向神的。So
like his father Rehoboam and also Solomon, there was at least a period where he did worship God.
那不像耶罗伯安和所罗门王一样呢，他们呢是有一段时间是敬畏神的。But
like Rehoboam and Solomon, Abijam also at some point departed into idolatry.
那亚比央呢，就好像他父亲还有他的祖父，他的就是还有所罗门王一样呢，他就拜偶像。In
this chapter, there's no mention of any major events in his short reign.
那在这章没有提到呢，他行了什么样的事。
But in 2 Chronicles, we can see him at a period where he does have faith in God.
那在历代之下其实有提到呢，他在一段时间呢是对神有信心的。
Okay, so let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 13.
那这里我们看历代志下的十三章。
That's 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 8 to 10.
历代志下十三章第八到第十节。
2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 8 to verse 10.
历代志下十三章第八到第十节。
Verse 8 to verse 10.
第八到第十节。
Verse 8. Now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord, which is in the hand of the sons of David. And you are a great multitude, and with you are the gold calves which Jeroboam made for you as gods. Have you not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and made for yourselves priests like the people of other lands, so that whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and seven rams may be priests of things that are not gods? But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. And the priests who minister to the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites attended to their duties.
第八节，现在你们有意抗拒大卫子孙手下所治的，就治耶和华的国。你们的人也甚多，你们那里又有耶罗伯安为你们所造当作神的金牛犊。你们不是驱逐耶和华的祭司亚伦和后裔和利未的后裔和利未人吗？不是照着外邦人的恶俗为自己立祭司吗？无论何人牵一只公牛犊，七只公绵羊，将自己分别出来，就可做虚无之神的祭司。至于我们，耶和华是我们的神，我们并没有离弃他。我们有侍奉耶和华的祭司，都是亚伦的后裔，并有利未人各尽其职。
So this is part of a speech given by Abijam towards King Jeroboam and the 10 tribes of Israel.
那这里是亚比亚呢，是对犹大的十个支派所说的话。
So this was before the battle between the two nations.
那他这是在他们与其他的国家来征战之前所说的。
So though they are outnumbered 2-1 against Israel, Abijam is willing to fight boldly.
那虽然呢，他们是虽然犹大呢是对以色列呢是以1-2的这样的情况呢，可是他们还是仍然有信心。
Because as he states here, he knows that they are standing on the side of God.
那因为在这里呢，他就提到他们是站在神那一边的。
Standing against King Jeroboam and his idolatry with his two golden calves.
那他是敌对呢，就是这样的祭拜偶像的这样的事情，就是这样的金牛犊。
So he has a conviction that God will be on their side in this battle of sin against this battle against sin and evil.
那所以他深信呢，神会与他们同在，是因为他们所敌对呢是这样的罪。
So,And indeed his faith is rewarded and Judah is victorious. And indeed his faith is rewarded and Judah is victorious.
那之后呢，他们就因为这样的信心呢，他们就能够得胜。
And Jeroboam is left permanently weakened for the remainder of his reign.
那所以之后呢，耶罗伯安呢就渐渐的衰败。
Okay, so let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 15.
我们看列王记上的十五章。
Okay, so after Abijam's short reign, his son Asa becomes the next king.
那在亚比央短短做王三年之后呢，他的儿子亚撒接续他做王。
Okay, let's read verse 11 to verse 14.
我们看十一到十四节。
Verse 11, Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David, and he banished the perverted persons from the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made.Also, he removed Maacah, his grandmother, from being queen mother, because she made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days.
十一到十四节，亚撒效法他祖大卫，行耶和华眼中看为正的事，从国中除去娈童，又除掉他列祖所造的一切偶像，并且贬了他祖母玛加太后的位。因他造了可憎的偶像亚瑟拉，亚撒砍下他的偶像，烧在基伦西边。只是秋坛还没有废去，亚撒一生却向耶和华存诚实的心。
So unlike his father, Asa was a good king, one who was loyal to God all his life.
那不如他的父亲呢？那亚撒是对神是存有诚实的心的。
And as all Good kings must do. He removed the idols from the land.
那就好像每一位王呢所要做的呢，就是他就把这些偶像呢来全部来废弃。
And it mentions here that he also removed the perverted people from the land as well.
那他也在国中除去软童。
So we see in verse 13 that Asa placed God first in his heart.
那在十三节就告诉我们呢，他其实把神看为是他最重要的事。
Because we see that through his actions that he did not become conflicted by loyalty or love for family.
那借着他的行为呢，他不是因为他的家庭呢让他的家庭来影响他。
So placing God first, he was even willing to remove his own grandmother from her position because of her idolatry.
那他一生向着神呢，所以他就能够来因此呢来贬了他的祖母马嫁的太后的位。
Okay, so let's continue to read verse 16 to 17.
我们看十六到十七节。
Verse 16. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha king of Israel all their days. And Baasha king of Israel came up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might let none go out or come into to Asa king of Judah.
十六节，亚萨和以色列王巴沙在世的日子常常征战。以色列王巴沙上来要攻击犹大，修筑拉玛，不许人从犹大王亚萨那里出入。
So Asa originally had, initially had about 10 years of peace.
那亚萨呢？在他在位的前十年呢是有平安的。
But later on, the wars between Israel and Judah will continue.
那之后呢？犹大和以色列国呢，这样的征战又开始了。
So we see here that in verse 17, that Baasha, the then king of Israel, came up with this plan to build a stronghold in the city of Ramah.
那之后呢，以色列王巴沙呢，就有了一个计划呢，就是要修筑拉玛。
So Ramah is actually in the land, near the center of the tribe of Benjamin.
那拉玛呢，其实这个地方是在这个便雅悯支派的这个地方。
It is actually only about roughly 6 miles north of Jerusalem.
它就是在于就是距离耶路撒冷城的这样的六英里之外。
So if successful, this would have effectively blocked all movement between Jerusalem and the rest of Israel.
那当他修筑拉玛之后呢，那他有可能呢，就是会阻挡犹大还有以色列国这样的通的路。
So this has been an aim of the kings of Israel since King Jeroboam.
那这是在耶罗伯安做王的时候这样的一个他想要做的事。
Because of fear that if the Israelites regularly travel to Jerusalem, which is the spiritual center, that their heart would eventually turn back.
因为他害怕呢，当他的民呢来到耶路撒冷来敬拜神的时候呢，他们的心会转归向犹大。
So this plan of King Baasha to build a stronghold in Ramah represents a very serious threat to King Asa.
那当巴沙呢要来修筑拉玛的时候呢，就对亚萨王呢是一个这样的一个威胁。
So King Asa really needs to act to prevent the stronghold from being built.
那所以亚萨呢就要来竭尽所能的来阻止这个拉玛来被修筑。
So let's continue to read verse 18 to verse 19.
我们看十八到十九节。
Verse 18. Then Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. See, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come and break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me.
十八节，于是亚萨将耶和华殿和王宫库府库里所剩下的金银都交在他臣仆手中，打发他们往住大马士革的亚兰王西巡的孙子他伯利门的儿子便哈达那里去，说：“你父曾与我父立约，我与你也要立约。现在我将金银送你为礼物，求你废掉你与以色列王巴沙所立的约，使他离开我。”
So here Asa attempts a peace treaty with Ben-Hadad of Syria.
那所以呢，亚萨呢，现在要来与便哈达呢来立约。
And with the aim to weaken King Baasha of Israel.
那就是为了要使以色列王巴沙呢来使他离开亚斯离开便哈达。
Because at this time, Syria and Israel already had a treaty, so that Israel did not have to worry about their northern borders.
那时候呢，其实他们那里已经有约了，就是他们不需要来担心以色列的这样的一个边界。
And hence they could concentrate their forces on Judah and on building in Ramah.
那所以呢，使他们有这样的精力呢，来使他们能够来集中修筑拉玛。
So we also see that King Asa uses the gold and silver treasures in the temple as a gift to try to facilitate this treaty.
那所以呢，亚撒呢就企图呢就将王殿和王宫府库里所剩下的金银呢都交在都给了便哈达。
And his diplomatic moves are ultimately successful.
那所以，可是呢，他这样的做法其实使他能够来成功。
He does convince Ben-Hadad to drop his drop the support of Israel.
所以他就成功了，就使到便哈达呢，就使到巴沙呢，就离开他。
And in verse 20, we see that Syria then goes on to attack the northern cities of Israel, causing King Baasha to abandon the building works.
那所以呢，二十节呢就提到便哈达就派军长呢去攻击以色列的城邑，那。巴沙呢就停工，不修筑拉玛。
So though King Asa was ultimately successful,
那所以即使呢亚撒已经成功了。
So in this short passage, we may already have a feeling that there are aspects of how he reacted, that do not feel quite right.
那可是在这短短的几个经节当中，可能我们会感觉到有点不对。
But for more detail, we need to turn to Second Chronicles.
那要来仔细看的话呢，我们就要来看历代之下。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 16.
历代之下的十六章。
2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7 to verse 9.
历代之下十六章第七到第九节。
2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7 to verse 9.
历代之下十六章第七到第九节。
Verse 7. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him,Because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore from now on you shall have wars.
第七节，那时先见哈拿尼来见犹大王亚撒，对他说：“因你仰赖亚兰王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神，所以亚兰王的军兵脱离了你的手。古时人、路比人的军队不是甚大吗？战车马兵不是极多吗？只因你仰赖耶和华，他便将他们交在你手里。耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。你这事行的愚昧，此后你必有征战的事。”
So 2 Chronicles here includes what happened after the treaty was made.
那16章这里就提到了当他们立约之后所发生的事。
This man of God, Hanani, was sent to Asa to rebuke him for seeking help from the Syrians.
那先见哈拿尼呢就来责备亚撒呢就说呢他仰赖亚兰王没有仰赖神。
For seeking the help of men before seeking the help of God.
那因为他仰赖人而不是仰赖神。
Asa is reminded of a battle earlier in his reign against the Ethiopians.
那他这里呢，先见就来提醒亚撒呢，在之前他的征战当中呢，他就告诉了他与古实人和路比人的征战。
In this battle, they faced a greater army of more than 1 million.
那在这里，他所面对的战车马兵，是大概有100万。
Yet at that time, Asa's faith was still strong in the Lord, fully relying on Him.
那可是那时候呢，因为他完全的仰赖神。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 11.
我们看十四章的十一节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 14, verse 11.
历代志下十四章十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 11.
十四章十一节。
Verse 11. And Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go out against this multitude.O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you.
十一节，亚萨呼求耶和华他的神说，耶和华，唯有你能帮助软弱的胜过强盛的。耶和华我们的神啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你，奉你的名来攻击这大军。耶和华，你是我们的神，不要容人胜过你。
So here we can see Asa's steadfast faith in God.
那在这里来，我们能够看见呢，亚萨对神这样的坚固不摧的信心。
In the face of unfavorable odds, Asa does not show any fear.
那虽然他知道他们是软弱的，可是呢，他没有来惧怕。
Because he believes wholeheartedly that all things are possible.
那因为他深信呢，依靠神是我们是能够行全部的事。
That this.It's not even a difficult thing for God to do to give them victory.
那因为对神来说呢，使他们得胜不是一件难事。
So in the face of danger and in situations which seem impossible, his faith is still on God.
那在危险当中或者是不可能的事当中呢，他还是向神有对神呢有这样的信心。
So in the latter half of the verse, we also see something else that's important.
那在下半节呢，我们也看到一个非常重要的事。
That Asa understands what they are doing.
那因为亚萨知道他们所要做的是什么。
That they are doing all this ultimately for God.
那他们这样做呢是为了神。
That it is in the name of God that they are actually going out to face this enemy.
那是他们是奉神的名呢，是要来面对这个大军。
Because they are the chosen people of God. They belong to God.
那因为他们是神的选民，他们是属神的。
So when the Ethiopians came up to attack Judah.
那当古实人来攻击犹大。
It is not just the king and his people of Judah that they are attacking.
那不只是他们的王和犹，他们不只是要来，古实人不只是要来面对人，还有神的选民。
But they came up to challenge and attack God Himself.
那其实他们是来攻击神。
If we turn to Second Chronicles chapter 16,
我们看历代志下十六章
，in verse 9,
第九节。
We see from this verse that Hanani the seer reminds King Asa that God's eyes are always watching.
那在这里，哈拿尼呢来提醒亚萨王呢，其实神的眼目是遍察全地的。
But God always knows when His people are in need of His help.
那所以神呢，时时刻刻都知道是谁需要他的帮助。
All this, of course, equally applies to us.
那当然，这是对我们来说也是一样的。
We do our work for God, in the name of God.
那我们是奉神的名来为神来工作。
As His children, we should be living our life for God.
那作为神的儿女呢，我们必须要为神而活。
And we have been chosen by God to be His children.
那我们被神来拣选呢，成为他的儿女。
To be His chosen people.
那是作为他的选民。
So just like for example, a parent who takes a child to a park.
那就好像一对父母呢，来带着他的小孩来到这个公园。
You may let them run and play around in the park while you sit on the side.
那父母可能会让他们在公园里玩耍，然后父母就坐在一旁。
But you're still checking every so often to see if they are still there, that if they are still safe.
那可是我们会时时刻刻来确保他们的安全。
A part of you is always still ready to jump into action if they need your help. For example, if they trip and fall.
那当小孩有的时候呢，当小孩跌倒的时候呢，可能他们需要我们的帮助。
How much more does this example apply to God?
那在这里呢的这样的例子当中，那神更不是会这样做吗
？He's a being who does not tire.
那神呢是眼目是定睛的看着我们。
He does not tire. I can become tired.
神是不会疲惫的。
He does not get distracted by conversation or by our mobile phones.
那他不会因为我们人说话或者是被这些手机来影响。
His eyes are always on us.
那神的眼目是定睛看着我们。
And he's someone who understands when it is that he really needs to step in to help us.
那神知道呢，当我们需要他的帮助的时候，他会来帮助我们。
Or when it is that he just needs to step back and let us learn to pick ourselves back up.
那有的时候呢，神也知道呢，有的时候是我们自己能够解决，所以他就不会来参与。
So this story of the battle against the Ethiopians was retold to Asa to remind him of how he had changed.
那在这里呢，现见呢就来提醒呢，其实他在面对古实人的时候和他现在的时候是改变了的改变。
To remind him of the faith that he once had in God.
那就是提醒他呢，那他之前对神有这样的信心。
As another indication of How King Asa changed. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 15.
我们看亚萨王的改变。我们看列王记上十五章。
1 First Kings chapter 15, verse 15.
列王记上十五章十五节。
That's First Kings chapter 15, verse 15.
列王记上十五章十五节。
Verse 15. He also brought into the house of the Lord the things which his father had dedicated, and things which he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils.
十五节，耶撒将他父亲所分别为圣与自己所分别为圣的金银和器皿，都奉到耶和华的殿里。
So early in his reign, he sought to restore the things of silver and gold that had been dedicated to the temple.
那在亚撒当王先当王的时候呢，的时候，他就把这些他父亲所分别为圣的来复兴。
Also dedicating his own items towards the temple as well.
那他也把自己有的呢来奉到神的殿里。
So demonstrating that he had this heart of reverence towards the temple.
那就告诉我们呢，他其实对神的殿呢有这样的敬畏的心。
But later he showed no such distinction in taking and using these as using these for negotiation.
那可是呢之后我们看到呢其实他就用他之前所献奉到神殿里的东西呢就把它作为礼物。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
我们看耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5 to 6.
耶利米书十七章第五到第六节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5 to verse 6.
我们看耶利米书十五章五到六节。
Verse 5. Thus says the Lord, Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched plains, places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited.
第五节，耶和华如此说，依靠人血肉的膀臂，心中离弃耶和华的，那人有祸了。因他必像沙漠的杜松，不见福乐来到，却要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的闲地。炎地。
So Jeremiah warns us here not to be someone who places our trust on man instead of God.
那耶利米在这里告诉我们，我们不要依靠人，而是要依靠神。
So warning us not to be like this latter version of King Asa.
那不要好像亚撒王之后的。之后的亚撒王一样。
I'm warning us that if we do, that we will become as if we were in a desert.
那就是要告诉，就是要来提醒我们呢。如果我们像亚撒王一样呢，我们就好像我们住在旷野干旱之处。
That we will no longer see and receive the goodness from God.
那我们永远就不能够看见神，不能够见到福乐的来到。
So in First Kings chapter 15 verse 14, as we read earlier, it says that Asa's heart was loyal to God all the days of his life.
那在列王记上的十五章这里有提到呢，亚撒一生向神存诚实的心。
So unlike his predecessors, his heart did not turn to idols.
那不像他之前的王一样呢，他的心呢没有转向偶像。
He still believed in God. He still worshipped God alone.
那他仍然是对神有信心，是敬拜神的。
But we find that his faith is no longer strong.
那可是他的信心呢，不再是强盛的。
That his relationship with God and God's place in his life is no longer the same.
那他与神这样的关系呢，是不再是一样的。
Though he had not departed to idolatry, his heart was still drawn further away from God.
那虽然他没有来敬拜这些偶像，可是他的心呢，渐渐的远离神。
So what happened to King Asa can also happen to us.
那发生在亚撒身上的事，可能也会发生在我们身上。
It may be that maybe when we first came to believe, or when at that moment when we first really found our faith in God, that our faith was at its strongest.
那可能当我们出来信神的时候呢，可能我们的信心是最好的时候。
I'm sure if we all take time to think and reflect back, we'll be able to remember that moment.
那可能我们来反省的时候呢，可能我们会来记得那我们出信神的时候。
So at that time, when there were any.Problems or even just major events or matters in our life, we would instinctively turn towards God.
那当我们发生我们面对困难的时候呢，在那个时候我们是一定会来转向神。
to pray to him, to ask him to help us, to guide us.
那我们会向神来祷告呢，来求神来帮助我们。
And then we would gain comfort and peace because of our faith in God.
那因为我们对神有这样的信心呢，我们就会得到平安。
Because we know and believe that God, in God, all things are possible.
那因为我们知道，我们也相信呢，我们完全的相信神。
So as time passes, like King Asa, we still believe in God.
那可是当时间过去了，我们也可能会像亚萨一样呢，来像信神。
We still go to church. We still want to go to heaven.
我们还是会到教会，我们也想要来进入天国。
Yet our faith is no longer the same as it once was.
那可是呢，我们的信心却不再像以前一样。
So very likely we don't spend as much time in prayer.
那可能呢，我们在祷告当中不会花这么多的时间。
Nor in reading the Bible or listening to sermons.
那可能也不会花时间呢来读经和来听道理。
Our relationship with God feels more distant.
那我们与神的关系呢，可能会渐渐的疏远。
And then God is no longer our first thought when we encounter problems in our life.
那当我们面对在生活上面对问题的时候呢，可能神不是我们第一个来寻求帮助的。
I'd like to say to my students in RE class, our faith in God is linked to our relationship with God.
那常常我对我的中学教育的孩子这么说呢，当我们的对神的信心呢是与跟我们对与神的关系是有一定的联系。
With any relationship, if we don't take time to talk to learn more about each other, then how is it possible that we can draw closer?
那不管是什么关系呢？那如果我们不常常沟通的话呢？那我们不可能会更加的亲近。
We won't be able to form that strong relationship where we're able to trust one another.
那我们不会有这样的关系呢？就是我们不能够来完全的信任一个人。
So all the things that we're taught regularly that we should do as part of our spiritual cultivation are very important for building up that relationship with God.
那我们常常在听道理上所被教导的呢，是我对于我们与神的关系是有非常密切的一样的一个帮助。
Because that is how we communicate and learn more about God.
那这是我们如何能够来与神来沟通，能够更加的了解神。
And in turn, building up this relationship is also building up our faith in God.
那当我们有这样的与神有这样的关系呢，我们就会对神有更加的信心，更加有信心。
And just like any other relationship, this is not like a one-off.
那就好像我们其他的建立其他的关系一样呢，这不是只是一次性的。
We don't just reach that state and then remain there forever.
那我们不是只是要到达某一个程度呢，那我们就让它继续留在那里。
Just like when we no longer keep in contact or contact less regularly, someone.With a friend, then that relationship will naturally become more distant.
那当我们与当我就好比如说呢，当我们与一个我们不常见面的一个朋友有这样的一个关系呢，可能因为不常见面的关系呢，那我们的关系会渐渐疏远。
So it's something that we need to regularly put our time and effort into doing.
那所以这样呢，我们要时常呢要来把一些精力呢放在我们能够来与其建立一个良好关系上。
So just the same as with any other relationships in our life.
那就好像我们在生活当中建立不同的关系一样。
Okay, let's also read verse 13.
我们看十三节。
Okay, Jeremiah 17 verse 13.
我们看耶利米书的
17 verse 13.
十三章第十三节。
17 verse 13.
十七章的十三节。
Verse 13.O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters.
十三节，耶和华以色列的盼望啊，凡离弃你的必至蒙羞。耶和华说，离开我的，他们的名字必写在土里，因为他们离弃我，这活水的泉源。
So verse 13 largely echoes the warnings of departing from God.
那十三节就提醒我们呢，警告我们，如果我们离开神的时候
，But also ends with a reminder that God is the fountain of living waters.
也这也提醒我们呢，神是这活水的泉源。
And as Jesus also taught us, when we are in Him, we shall never be thirsty again.
那耶稣也告诉我们，当我们在耶稣里面的时候呢，我们永不会渴。
This is just one of a great many things that we gain by being close to God.
那这是当我们与神建立这样的亲密的关系的时候所会感觉到的。
So we need to remind ourselves of what it is that God brings to our relationship.
所以我们要提醒自己呢，我们与神的关系呢，我们与神有亲近的关系会带给我们什么好处？
Because like the Israelites, even after great miracles that where God has helped us, we still have the capacity to somehow forget over time.
那就好像以色列人一样呢，那神在生活当中帮助我们什么呢？在我们在生活上呢，时间渐渐的过去了，我们可能会忘记。
But we need to remember why was at one point we so desired to be so close to God.
是我们要时刻的记着，为什么在我们遇到困难的时候呢，神是与我们是非常亲近的。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 16.
我们看历代志下16章。
Let's read chapter 16 verse 10.
16章的第十节。
2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 10.
历代志下十六章第十节。
Chapter 16, verse 10.
十六章十节。
Okay, verse 10. Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him because of this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at that time.
十节，亚萨因此恼恨心坚，将他囚在监里。那时亚萨也虐待一些人民。
So at the beginning, of Chapter 15 in 1 Kings. The summary of Asa's life is that he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, like David.
那在列王记上十五章的头一个部分呢，其实提到了亚萨王其实对神呢是忠心的，
是
行神眼中看为正的事。
But here we see there's a difference between Asa and David after they acted wrongly.
那在这里我们看到亚萨与大卫王的不同之处，当他们都犯罪得罪神之后。
So Asa's reaction after being rebuked and hearing his punishment is to respond in anger.
那亚萨呢，在听到呢先见对他所说的话呢，他以这个恼恨呢来以这样的心态呢来反应。
So we see that he turns that anger towards Hanani by putting him in jail, even though he's really just a messenger of God.
那他就把这个亚拿尼呢就下在监囚在监里。
And he even turns his anger upon his own people who have nothing to do with this by oppressing some of them.
那他也虐待一些人民，只是这些人民呢，是对这件事呢是没有这样的一个联系的。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28.
我们看箴言二十八章。
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 to verse 14.
箴言二十八章十三到十四节。
Those Proverbs.Chapter 28, verse 13 to verse 14.
箴言二十八章十三到十四节。
Verse 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity.
十三节，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙怜恤。藏存敬畏的变为有福，心存刚硬的必陷在祸患里。
So it's clear from Asa's reaction that Asa was stubborn and it had hardened his heart.
那我们非常清楚能够看到呢，亚萨王呢在听见了对他责备之后呢，他就有对神有这样的一个恼恨的心。
I'm willing to accept that he had done any wrong, and unwilling to accept that he deserved his punishment.
那不愿意来承认，还有来接受呢他所犯的罪。
But as Proverbs teaches us, we need to confess and turn away from our sin to receive any mercy from God.
可是在这里，圣经告诉我们呢，我们必须要承认并离弃自己的罪过。
If we try to hide our sin or to even not accept that we have sinned, then we cannot attain eternal life.
那如果我们尝试要遮掩，甚至呢不来承认我们所犯的罪呢，我们必不能够承受神的国。
If instead Asa has softened his heart,
当然我们可能会说亚萨王其实他的心是软的。
He may then have realized that with God's punishment of future wars, that God was also actually teaching him.
那当他之后所面对的一切征战之后呢，那神其实是要来使他能够明白。
And giving Asa opportunity to turn and change.
那给亚萨王的一个机会呢，使他能够改变自己。
To rediscover his once strong faith.
那使他能够来再次来建立一个强一个强好的信心。
Well, war of course is to put mildly not desirable. Well, war, of course, is not desirable.
那当然呢，征战不是不是想不是他想要的。
It is in times of difficulty when we are most reminded of the need to place our faith in God.
那可是在面对困难当中呢，我们被提醒呢，我们会来对神呢建立一个好的信心。
Just like David, who really throughout most of his life faced danger and difficulty.
那在大卫的一生当中呢，他很长的一段时间，他是面对着这样的困难还有祸患的。
So let's also turn now to Psalm chapter 51.
我们看诗篇的51篇。
Psalm chapter 51, verse 10.
诗篇的51篇第十节。
It's chapter 51, verse 10.
诗篇51篇第十节。
Verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
十节，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
So、David's punishment for his sin was the death of his child with Bathsheba.
那大卫所犯的罪呢，就是他与八十八的的同寝的事情。
David fasted and pleaded with God for mercy for the life of his son.
那大卫呢，就来进食呢，要来求神的原谅。
But when eventually that child died, David rose up and accepted what God had done.
那他与八十八的孩子死了之后呢，那他就进到神的殿来，就来向神祷告。
And as we can see from this psalm that he wrote, that he shows his true repentance.
可是在这诗他所做的这个诗当中呢，我们可能够看见呢，他对神有这样的虔诚并悔改的心。
And that he had a full-hearted desire to draw back closer to God.
那他全心全意的想要来，要来与神来和好。
To return to the person that he had once been.
那就要回到他从前。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 16.
我们看历代志下的十六章。
Chapter 16, verse 11 to verse 12.
看历代志下十六章十一到十二节。
That's chapter 16, verse 11 to verse 12.
十六章十一到十二节。
Verse 11. Note that the acts of Asa, first and last, are indeed written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet, and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians.
十一节，亚撒所行的事，自始至终都写在犹大和以色列诸王记上。亚撒作王39年，他脚上有病，而且甚重。病的时候没有求耶和华，只求医生。
So returning to 2 Chronicles, we find that Asa did not take those opportunities to revive his faith.
那在历代志下告诉我们，亚撒呢，其实没有借着这样的机会呢，来与重新与神建立这样的信心。
That he never did soften his hardened heart.
那他没有使他的刚硬的心来使他柔软。
And that his faith and relationship with God never returned to what it once was.
那他与神的信心还有与神的关系呢，没有再没有像之前一样。
Because in his later years, he had some severe disease in his feet.
那在他做完很久之后呢，他脚上有病。
But again, he placed his trust in man by seeking out physicians rather than God.
那可是他只求医生呢，他就把他的信心建立在人身上，没有建立在神的身上。
So as we read earlier in Jeremiah, having distanced himself from God and no longer trusting in God first.
那在耶利米书当中，我们也念到的是，当我们把我们的信心来向神有信心，而不是向人的时候。
We see that he did not receive blessings from God and hence continue to suffer from his disease.
我们对人有信心，而不是对神有信心的时候呢？那我们只会因为我们的信心呢，来渐渐的继续的来有过着一样痛苦的生活。
So, in this chapter, we've looked at two kings of Judah.
那在这一章呢，我们就看到了犹大的两位王。
But the story of King Asa in particular serves as a warning and reminder to us.
那在亚撒的这样的故事当中呢，所经历的的事情当中呢，来警告我们。
The first thing we need to accept correction.
那首先必须要承认我，并且来接受我们所犯的错。
And to do so requires us to have humility, setting aside our pride.
那我有这样做的时候呢，我们就必须要以这样谦卑的心。
And that secondly, if in our faith journey we have become more distant from God.
那第二就是在我们的信仰的道路当中呢，那我们必须要对神有信心。
Then we need to remember why it was that we once so earnestly sought to be close to God.
那我们要记得呢，那从前呢，我们是多么的想要渴望的来寻求神。
And to rebuild that relationship, that closeness, and ultimately our faith in God.
那我们要来重建呢，我们对神的信心。
So that we don't end up like King Asa.
那是我们不要像亚撒王一样。
So that even in suffering, he's still trying to seek answers and solutions from everywhere but from God.
在他痛苦的时候呢，他是他不寻求神，而寻求其他的事。
So my sharing on this chapter ends here.
对这一章的分享到此。
May all glory be unto God.
愿一切荣耀尊贵归于神。